Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? I want you to picture this. I'm going to paint the picture, paint the scene. You're in a restaurant. What an atmosphere. You have been waiting to eat in this restaurant because you have heard the food is fantastic, and the desserts, oh, the chocolate pie, the chocolate cake, the lemon meringue piled to the ceiling. You just can't wait to have that dessert. You're there with three other people, and it comes time. You've eaten your dinner, and the waitress comes over and smiles and says, "Would you like to order dessert?" And the first person says, "No, thank you. I think I'm full." And the second person says, "I don't think I could eat another thing." And the waitress looks at you and says, "Well, what would you like?" And you really want that triple layered chocolate cake with the icing on each layer in chocolate. And you want two scoops of ice cream with it. And your mouth is watering. And you go, "Nothing for me, thank you." Because the other people influenced you. Even though you wanted it, even though that's all you could think about, you still said, "No, thank you." Because people will influence other people. That's just how it works. Someone buys a new car on the street. You look at that new car and you go, "You know, I want a new car too." Women's fashions. Women see something that a celebrity has worn, a scarf, or maybe they have a certain kind of shoes, and all of a sudden that particular product sells out. People influence other people. Who influences the people in your business? Are you the person that influences them? Is it a positive message? Is it a negative message? Do you have leaders in your business? People who will absolutely rally the troops and get people moving and get them to understand that we are a great company and we need to project that we're a great company? Or do we have the people who say, "Everything is negative. I can't believe we work for this company. They're just not the kind of people we should be working for"? Who is spreading the word? Who is influencing your customers, your people? And that's what you need to sit back and think about. Are we delivering the right message? Does our marketing materials deliver the right message? Do we have our salespeople go out, and are they appropriate, and do they have knowledge? Are they influencers? We have to have closers, people who get the work, people who close the deal, but they have to be influencers. They have to get people to our side. So I'd like you to consider that everything that's said in your company, everything that you say, is important. The people that work for you know everything that you do. You are the center of the attention. You are the authority figure. How are we going to influence our customers, our employees? How are we going to grow our business by surrounding ourselves with the best possible people? How are we going to get the best possible people to work for us because they hear that it's a great place to work? People look forward to showing up in the morning. That you, the CEO, president, or business owner, has created a culture that's beyond any other company in your industry. You pay well. You treat people with respect. You give them the tools that they need. You're there to help them. You're there to make them understand exactly how they can help the customer, which helps close the deal. You are just an all-around business person who understands. Give it some thought. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.